This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
The 22nd of September. Good morning. Welcome to the day. Welcome to the show. It's the best tea in the city. It was on this day that Mapaseka and I were blessed with a baby boy. His name is Taboza. Yes, Tabo, actually. TT. I also named him after my grandfather. Tabejwaga Mugwele. Mpengishiawim. Slimaka Pata Mugwele. Happy birthday, boy. Yeah, you've grown to be a big man. Yeah, anyway. Hope you have yourself a wonderful day. Now, should I stop you in the corridors of your office or home, wherever, and I just say to you, are you sexually healthy? And I ask you that question, bluntly, are you sexually healthy? Would you be able to answer that question? When I answer my tough questions, that's all. Like I said, I bump into you and I rattle you with this question. Would you be able to answer me? I say, hey, are you sexually healthy? It is such an awkward question to ask, but yet important. What is sexual health? Because that's what your mind will go to. And I'll then drop the bomb on you. It says, I'll ask you one question of many. Do you love your body? Because it starts there, right? Oh, yes. Did you know that the 4th of September this year, or around September, the World Health Organization declared a World Sexual Health Day, the 4th of September. World Sexual Health Day. Okay? Where the whole world on this day must just pause and celebrate every person's right to sexual well-being. So obviously it is broad. They talk about the psychological, the emotional, the environmental, and even societal. Okay? And your freedom to choose your sexuality. It is broad. So I'm bringing it to the person. Are you sexually healthy? And by sexually healthy, I don't mean did you go and check if you've got STIs and so on. No, 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 no. I'm talking about where now? Who's sexually happy now? Do you love your body? Huh? Are you in a happy and a healthy relationship? Huh? Are your sexual needs being met? And of course, the big one. If you were to die, vandaag, this moment, like clickety-po, and St. Gabriel asks you, did you die sexually happy? Utlore.
Three teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the three teaspoons on, are you healthy sexually? How do you know? Here are the three signs. You love your body. A healthy sex life starts with you loving your body. Because if you have positive feelings associated with your weight, how you look physically, I mean, immediately you're saying your mind, your body believes that you are sexually attractive. And that's how it starts. Because the opposite, being a poor body image or poor health at that, thank you. You being aware of your health can lead to a very fulfilling sex life, especially if you take care of it or you just knowing about it. Two, another sign of a healthy sex life, or sex life actually, yes, open communication. A healthy sex life relies on the foundation of communication. It's about communicating what you want, what you wish for, and your partner, vice versa, right? Because good communication, as you know, it takes a lot of effort. And once you hit that smooth plane where you are able to talk openly, you've hit the jackpot, all right? So, without it, how are you going to read each other's cues and react to whether something feels good or not? You need it. It's another sign that you have a good sexual health. Are you sexually healthy? The last teaspoon on signs. You have confidence. And you also have room to explore. I mean, being confident leads to you being able to explore. So you are free to send sex. You are free to speak dirty during the do. You are adventurous. And you are able to change things up once in a while. Eh? You have room to do that. You are just not afraid to explore because you have a partner that gets it. That's a sign that you are sexually healthy. The question is, are you? You can't tick all three, or you can. Or you can tick one, it's still something, take it and run with it.
Mm. Are you sexually healthy, JJ?
No, skatomakana.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
how?
Okay.
But how? Wow. Okay, I'll go. No, I'm taking no, no, no to all your teaspoons. No, no, no to all your questions.
Really?
No, I'm not, and it worries me.
It's good that it worries you. By the way, if you just tuned in, the reason we're talking about are you sexually healthy is because the 4th of September, the World Health Organization marked it as World Health Sex Day. Mm. Okay? So you need to check yourself individually, society, country, and so on, mm-hmm. In terms of if you were to measure your sexual health, are you healthy as a nation? Are you healthy as a person? Mm-hmm. And hence the question at a personal level, are you in love with your body? It starts there. Are you sexually healthy?
Oh, so on that day we're just checking. We're not getting healthy.
And you celebrated, actually.
Oh, okay. All right.
Everything must come with the celebration.
Everything must come with the celebration, indeed. I mean, have you had tough conversations with your gynecologist? You know, have you had intimate, you know, conversations with your partner? Where not self, when you stand in front of the mirror, are you loving what you're seeing, or are you having that conversation? Horemona, we need to work on our body, meaning also health and so on. So yeah, that's what the day is about.
So I'm not happy with my body.
Okay.
Right, and I need to work. I know I need to work on certain things, but I've been obviously waiting it out. I get so busy. I'm not happy with the sex life as well because I'm not having any.
So. Yeah.
No, I'm really, really unhealthy.
So I'm a demon, man.
Man, of thing. I get a lamb blocker.
Kumbali Thomas.
The gatekeeper.
Thank you. I be clear. Bals.
I believe I am, Uncle T. I think I've gone through a personal journey of self-discovery and just so that I'm sexually liberated. I'm happy with my body. I'm happy with myself. And I've explored myself. I know it sounds like I don't have anything else to do.
DIY is part of sexual health, yes.
DIY is very important to me. It makes me understand, you know, what makes me tick, what makes me not tick. And I'm an over-communicator when I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
So then I'm able to communicate something that I know. You know, I give a little more, oh, maybe we must try this. I know that it doesn't work for me because I've kind of tried it out before. I've sussed it out. So I believe if I was to die today,
You need to call me. 086-000-00959. Are you sexually healthy? And the big question being, should you die today, would you say you died a happy sexual death? As in you died sexually happy?
I mean, to talk about honest, it depends with what we are going through, my life, you know, as people. I mean, like, this kind of thing, this and that, your life, somehow, come on, all these things dilute your sexual healthiness, why one or the other. But though, I make it a point that I push to be sexually healthy because the most sensitive sexual organ is brain. Yeah, but hurrah, you really can't be sexually healthy like every day. But we definitely have to push with all that we have because it's a daily thing, though.
Am I sexually healthy? Oh, yes. Definitely I am. My body naka bona bo desefela. Relationship wise, dilo di na metse ranex, tia rana. And should I die today? Go ba le tlase la ka jeko. Jiki jiki ke happiness, jiki jiki ra tantsa, jiki jiki go re bona everything in a metse ranex. Ya rana, ho smooth.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-00959.
For me, I think I'm sexually unhealthy because there has to be certain percentage of alcohol in my body in order for me to have a good sex and then to reach climax. I can have sex without alcohol, but I'm not enjoying it as much as I enjoy it when I am toxic. I call it unhealthy, you know, because when I'm doing it, the other partner becomes satis, and then Mina, I don't when I do it sober-minded.
Attend to it and find out if it's a condition. So sometimes we self-diagnose instead of asking the people who know these things, yes? So, Masrami, do the right thing. Gugu!
Prati!
Uti apuma manje, ipasri ti pa! Tiki ti gu! Ish, pants! Ufile!
Prati, if ngafa manje, you know, I would ngasha ivosho. You have touched on my favorite subject, you know, because I'm very sexually healthy.
Good.
I love my body.
Ah.
And before the relationship that I'm in right now, yeah. I was married for like 20 years.
Okay.
And I, you know, by the indoctrination that we have as
yes.
women,
yes.
you know, you satisfy the man when, even if you're not satisfied. But I met the guy like 6 years ago, and but see, I am telling you, you have to communicate. Like you said, communication is the best.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I want. This is how I wanted. Let's try this. And the rest is just history. And, you know, you say, that's experiment. Let's try this. Let's try that. And this is what you want.
So what you're saying is, what you're saying is another important part is getting that right person, right? It's very critical to your sexual health, isn't it?
It is, Siri.
Sabonge la kuku.
Thank you, Prati.
Marunga chai swai paske.
Not today.
Hi, not for nice epic, no. But I'm not sexually happy. I'm also local to a girl, so I'm
Yo, Prati, number one, I don't love my body, but I'm working on it. I joined the gym, yay. So I become very self-conscious during the deed.
Okay.
My sexual needs are not being met. Like, I'm sexually frustrated. You're the last guy I was with. I'm very much sexually frustrated.
Hold on. What makes you think you're now rupiling? Not your mind, because you are not present. You're still, you're busy worrying. I wonder who's wrong. Makhatu.
Hey, good morning, Brati.
Hey,
my brother, thank you. I don't want to know what.
Bona, Tata.
Yeah.
Where now? Sexually healthy?
I am, because I've been in this relationship, the union, for the past 25 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Brati.
How did you...
You know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, what kept us going with Mrs. Makadu Nonsantas Kakani before Gimunya? The way she cooks. We are in the 50s now. And in 50 years down the line, I still hear the very same sound when we are in between dancing.
Yes, sir.
Never
changing.
Sexually, I'm good. I'm satisfied.
Okay,
all day, every day, anytime, actually. Like, we're on the same page when it comes to sex.
Nice.
Permission or what? No, man. We're good.
You're fighting.
I think people who are not getting enough are those who are single. You know, as much as banal sex partner and all of that, they are not getting it enough. They are not getting it when they want it, any time of the day, anywhere in the house. They're not. They have to make appointments for barich at that stage. So if you got somebody here, you're blessed. I'm good.
Lucky is lucky. Hey, Buyaban, hello, Tuli.
What is Buyaban?
Buyaban.
Okay, listen, before I say anything, thank you so much for the Omlonjigantu. You reminded me of my dad so much. May his beautiful soul rest in peace.
My pleasure.
I felt so emotional.
I'm glad.
Joey.
From Amadlozi. From Amadlozi to...
Joey. You know, I feel color.
Hi.
Yo. Please. Nabandelele ngubeni ka Jesu. Ngithi ngikubuyele emuva. Angeke. Can't.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Hey, I'm going to go to the bench. Yo. I'm going to say, oh, brother, oh, busy. He's forever busy. He's attending to this, he's attending to that. So you can just imagine, Mother Nature, young abuser. No.
In my mileage, say hi.
As in, it's a Peter Kant, I can't mention his name. Ben was in Galunkulumel and I call him that.
Amarula Leluagus.
Hey, your topic today. What I always tell myself, not needing anybody to tell me that I'm okay. If na is comfortable with my body and loving this body of mine, kikotse bajuang gore ki satisfy again. Kikotse bajuang gore ki like. Happy Juan Milungwak. You understand? So I think loving my body first and appreciating my body more. Sexually, I'll be fine. Sexually, I'll be healthy. I think like that.
Please read more about what sexual health is, especially Ronamajita. Okay? Let's do that. I mean, what I love about ladies, a year doesn't go by without them, you know, visiting their gynae. But with Samachita, when last did you go to a urologist? Do you even know one? You know, I don't have a urologist number in my phone. Why? Because I don't know one. And that's nonsense if you think about it. Because that's my health. Yeah. So we need to do that. As part of our annual sort of checkups and making sure that we are great, a urologist is one of the guys we need to definitely see and meet. And it doesn't just come and put out, hey, now that I'm 40. In fact, the earlier you start, the better. Your sexual health is important. And not only that, encourage talking. Encourage yourself from talking. Find a partner that allows or create an environment where you are openly speaking. Because part of sexual health is you being able to communicate your needs, your wishes, your fears, you know. Even when you have body image issues, find and create a platform where you are able to speak openly about that. It's important. Okay? It's one of those shows that I really love and appreciate because it teaches us so much while we're having fun. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow. Remember, give Friday go son. I'm hanging out with the entrepreneur of entrepreneurs, Mama Rita Zwane from where? Busy Corner in Biza. She'll be here.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.